This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 28 for Monday, August 21st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market extended its week-long rally on Monday in the face of declining comparable oils. Chicago soy oil was down, while Malaysian palm oil was up. European rapeseed was down, while crude oil was slightly lower. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Friday's close. Light rainfall is expected for parts of southern Saskatchewan and southern Manitoba over the next few days. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada left its 2023 canola production estimate unchanged at 18.8 million tons after releasing its monthly supply-demand estimates on Friday. The November canola contract was up $8.90 per ton at $809.40. In the U.S., corn and wheat were both lower, while soybeans were higher as a heat dome brings hotter temperatures and little rainfall to the U.S. Midwest. In the Commitment of Traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, spec funds added to corn's net short position by nearly 46,000 contracts to 72,600 for the week ended August 15th. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported more than 458,000 tons of corn were shipped for export during the week ended August 17th, 5% more than the week before and more than half going to Mexico. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he will accept a trade panel requested by the U.S. in order to resolve a dispute brought on by Mexico banning genetically modified corn imports. The December corn contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.83. The U.S. reported more than 316,000 tons were shipped for export during the week ended August 17th, 24% less than last week and 54% less than the same week last year. The funds reduced their net long position in soybeans by nearly 13,400 contracts for the week ended August 15th, but was still 50,700 contracts net long. New crop bookings for U.S. soybeans have totaled 10.59 million tons so far this marketing year, 44% below last year's pace. China's July soybean imports from the U.S. dropped by 63% this year compared to last, while imports from Brazil grew by 32%. The U.S. has supplied 32% of China's soybean imports since the start of 2023. The November soybean contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.62. AAFC cut its wheat production estimate by more than 2 million tons to 33.2 1 million in its monthly supply-demand estimates, largely due to ongoing dryness in the prairies. The USDA reported more than 311,000 tons of wheat were shipped for export for the week ended August 17th, up 16% from the week before, but down 48% from last year. Kansas City hard red wheat had its net long position nearly erased by the funds last week, which was at 587 contracts on August 15th, compared to 4,670 the week before. Chicago wheat was net short 65,590 contracts, nearly 10,200 more than 1 week earlier. Ukraine said it may use a new route on the Black Sea along the western coastline near Romania and Bulgaria to transport grain. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.26. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.48. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.99. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, August 21st. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.